Vanessa Gerard Cagnoli, Confessor, First Order. Gerard was born in Valencia, near the River Po, and belonged to the noble family of the Cagnoli. For 14 years, his mother lay ill, and during all this time, Gerard waited on her with the tender devotion of a loving son. After her death, he distributed his inheritance among the poor, and impelled by motives of piety, he set out to visit the more notable shrines of Italy. Then, going on to Sicily, he chose for himself a cell at the foot of Mount Etna, where he planned to live in perfect seclusion and to devote himself entirely to God and to the salvation of his soul. Moved, however, by the fame of the virtue and miracles of St. Louis the Bishop, who was a Franciscan, he hastened to obtain admission into the Franciscan order. From Randazzo, where he had been invested, he was transferred to Palermo. Here he took great delight in performing the humblest duties. As a cook, and later on as porter, he gained the esteem of his confreres, as well as of the people, by his conscientiousness, his spirit of prayer, and his charity towards others, especially towards the poor and needy. God Almighty favored him with the gift of prophecy and other graces. After the Blessed Virgin acquainted him with the time of his death, he peacefully surrendered his soul to him to whom he had dedicated all his thoughts and affections. Gerard died in the year 1342 at the age of 75. His body rests in the Church of St. Francis at Palermo. Pope Pius X ratified the veneration paid to him from time immemorial, placing his name among the blessed of the Church. On the love of retirement. A good Christian should welcome retirement, at least on occasion, for this bustling and seductive world is seated in wickedness. 1 John 5:19. And, continues St. John, if any man love the world, the charity of the Father is not in him. Hence it was Christian prudence on the part of Blessed Gerard to renounce all his possessions, all honors and pleasures, to live apart from the world and devote himself to those matters which pertain to heaven and to eternity. Should this not inspire you with a desire to seek out the blessed quiet and the quiet blessedness of a retreat house? Contact with the world often has harmful effects on us. Often we take with us nothing less than a weight upon our conscience and a dissipated heart. We occupy ourselves with things that do not concern us. We pass judgments which we cannot fully substantiate. We see and hear many things that give rise to grave temptations for us and which have a detrimental influence on our life of prayer. It is easier, says Thomas A. Kempis, to keep retired at home than to be enough upon one's guard abroad. Think often and well of the wise saying, love to be alone, and you will preserve your heart unsullied. The blessed results of a retired life are many. Whoever withdraws himself from acquaintances and friends, to him will God with his holy angels draw near. God is with us in the quiet round of our household duties because we are with him. There we shall always be at peace with ourselves and with men. Hence the wise saying, do you wish to be great in the estimation of men? Then shun being seen by men. Prayer of the Church. Grant, we beseech thee, O Almighty God, that, spurred on to a better life by the example of Blessed Gerard, thy confessor, we may be led to imitate the life of him whose festival we commemorate. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed Gerard Cagnoli, pray for us.